Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending December 8th, 2017. And the conspiracy mill had worked overtime last week, so I've got a number of stories. So I'm not going to go too in-depth for a lot of them, so let's just hang in there, and we will run through these real quick. The first story, Alex Jones, the Secret Service is going to visit InfoWars so I can brief them on threats to the president. This is a story that comes straight from InfoWars, and Alex Jones claiming that the Secret Service is interested in what he knows about threats against the president, Donald Trump. And this is a story highly dubious. Of course, it's coming out of Alex Jones's mouth, but the fact of the matter is the Secret Service doesn't broadcast, or they don't necessarily appreciate their investigations coming to light, especially when we're dealing with a presidential assassination potential. This is generally kept under wraps, so not to give anybody any ideas or to tip the hand that the Secret Service knows that there's an attack on its way, mostly because the Secret Service needs to investigate the people in question and perhaps infiltrate, do whatever the magic they do to determine that it's a credible threat. So Jones bragging up that he's being interviewed sounds a little bit too dubious. It does kind of fit into his general thesis that the idea that there are this dark web, dark government, whatever the term that they've been using, is out to get Trump, get him kicked out, get him impeached, whatever. And the second story is, does Donald Trump have dentures? Are his teeth fake? Again, our wonderful friends out there in Twitter and 4chan land has decided to attempt to create a conspiracy that Donald Trump is either wearing dentures or some type of false teeth, and that as he talks, and they show these videos of him stumbling over his words as if his teeth kind of comes loose. Again, without any proof other than the fact that he does talk in weird language almost. Kofifi is a mantra or whatever you want to call the funny stuff that Trump tweets, trying to create I have no idea what this conspiracy has to do with anything. I think it's just a bunch of people with nothing better to do but to make stuff up. And then we switch over to Russia. HIV is not real, claims Russian conspiracy theory as the disease keeps spreading. Again, this is a story, Russia, out of Russia. Digging into the story, this seems to be coming out of some religious aspect, or has a religious aspect to this, coming out of the Russian Orthodox Church, of course, fitting really nice with the anti-gay program that's going on over there. And, of course, the idea that, of course, I've talked about HIV denial. There's certainly a number of people who believe that HIV and AIDS are a creation, a manifestation by the media, that it is a creation by the medical, the pharmaceutical companies, whatever, to create this false narrative that there's a virus out there. And of course, in Russia, any type of attempts to curtail HIV spread has been thwarted as being, this religious about using condoms and protection. You don't need it. HIV is non-existent, thus ignoring the problem, making the problem much worse. There's a major uptick on HIV positive people over there, and more than likely is going to be a major problem over the next few years. And then we have the ongoing story about Mad Mike Hughes, the limo driver and stuntman who's attempting to prove that the Earth is flat by launching himself in a rocket 180 feet into the air. And turns out this was all a hoax. This was all a publicity stunt to get interest in him and his stunt rocket. Not much to say there. The basic story has been come up on the Friendly Atheist blog, but it's also popped up across numerous other lesser sites. Then we've got the story of Alex Jones comparing the Morning Joe hosts to demons and impersonates a demonic Mika Brzezinski. This is Alex Jones at his weirdest, if there is such a thing. He goes into this weird, how long would we describe it? He goes into this act pretending to be the host of The Morning Joe, and throughout the story goes after Brzezinski that she is a very, very not a very nice person to work with. And he knows because people have told him that. Okay, who's these people? I don't know. He doesn't say. So whatever that might be, take it for what it's worth. And then he goes into this weird, he does this weird voice, you know, like a kind of gets wide-eyed and he does the, I want to drink your, eat your brains and suck your blood, you know, that type of this really weird tirade. And kind of then it just ends for some reason. This is a weird, Alex Jones is a weirdo. He has no love for MSNBC. Apparently this is a way of him of attacking these particular hosts. And then there's the story of a fellow in Pierce County armed with an assault rifle. This man prepares to battle lizard people. This is a story out of Parkland, Washington. The story doesn't give a name of the person, but he was convinced that President Trump called to warn him, loaded up his Jeep Cherokee with an AK-47 and pistol, and began to drive around town. And for some reason, someone noticed him parking suspiciously, whatever that suspicion was. When the police arrived, he gets out of his car waving the AK-47. He puts the gun back in the car and he's screaming that he's sending the news and the lizard people. He resisted officers trying to handcuff him, a trooper and a sheriff department deputy both used a taser on him, the sheriff department said. And apparently he was either on methamphetamine and he was taking some type of morphine, a form of morphine. And of course, the guy saying, meth doesn't make me crazy, man. The lizard people are real. So it is hard to say what's going on here, but I'm not even going to begin to think or try to analyze this because it's how people react under the influence of various drugs. It's hard to say what people will say, but this guy apparently has been following numerous conspiracy type talk. The lizard people, of course, is David Icke's favorite go-to alien. Alex Jones has also talked about the lizard people, plus with his connection to Donald Trump, probably all played into this guy's particular mindset. So let's just go on. Florida College feared for the safety of fired Sandy Hook truther professor who refused to take down his blog. This is a story about James Tracy, the professor who has been promoting the idea that the Sandy Hook massacre was staged, it was a false flag, that the media totally misrepresented what was going on, et cetera, et cetera, and was subsequently fired from, or lost his tenure and was fired from the university because he had a outside interest that wasn't known to the university, even though it was on his personal time, his personal website, made no connection to the university through the any of these websites. By not reporting that to the school, they took action and removed this guy. This is what's come out of his and this particular story, that the school was concerned over his safety. That was the reason why they let him go. That argument doesn't make sense to me. The school, this sounds a lot like the school trying to not necessarily hide, but they don't. I don't think they like the real reason. The real reason had to be that this guy was a nutcase. I call him a nutcase. He's a very horrible person for even suggesting that those who had died at Sandy Hook were actually actors. And, of course, the fallout from that, the victims, those parents who lost children at Sandy Hook, are now being harassed by these people who believe everything was fake. So you're not fine. Again, I think I talked about it in the last show. I am not too worried about what happens to this guy. I certainly hope that the school doesn't have to take him back. If that happened, no love lost here. And the next story here, crackpot, Hillary would have legalized bestiality and pedophilia. Robert David Steele, former CIA officer turned Major League crackpot, is one who told Alex Jones about those pedophile colonies the government has on Mars, told fellow Fruit Loop Sheila Zizinski that if Hillary Clinton had been elected, she would have legalized bestiality and pedophilia. But you know who really is to blame? The Jews. This guy, Steele, he's appeared on Alex Jones. He seems to be making the rounds and has pretty much kind of seems to be a little bit seriously fixated on pedophilia and the idea that one could legalize it since the liberals, let's blame the liberals for this, wants to legalize gay marriage and so on. The slippery slope argument is then government will start allowing allowing pedophiles to run rampant. And if people want to marry their, their 5-year-old or whatever, or they want to marry their cat or dog, that's going to be okay. Of course, pedophilia is never okay. Bestiality is certainly not okay. We have rules. We have laws that's supposed to protect children. There's apparently in the conservative world, the concept of consent is not in their vocabulary, or at least the definition of consent, that one has to be a consenting adult to be involved with. And of course, again, the consent has to be both parties. This is, again, this weird, trying to build a slippery slope argument that as you give something or you take away something or whatever you do, that it would continue on to an ultimate goal. And of course, liberals and atheists are supposed to be these satanic whatevers they use so many different terms and different explanations that it's even hard to say what they think an atheist is or what they think a liberal is. This concept of consent in order to legally have sex, there's a lot of things that requires consent. And of course, by law, consent is established at certain ages and by group or whatever, the depending on, because the age of consent, those that can consent to sex, marriage, so on, varies across the United States. Normally it's about it's set at 18, though some states have lower numbers with the and various exceptions to that rule. If there's parent consent, the parents consent to a marriage, someone under the age of 14, there's I won't even go down, I don't want to go into that whole, that's a whole show unto itself. Probably should be, or at least somebody out there should be doing what consent means and how that plays out, because we're seeing those arguments coming up in such things as rape cases. We're seeing a major outpouring of, as part of this Me Too initiative, where women are coming forward who has been sexually harassed or assaulted by various characters. Kevin Spacey, Al Franken's now been a target. Roy Moore, the the guy that's running for Senate in Alabama. All this stuff is kind of important, and apparently, again, most conservatives, especially the evangelical religious types, have no concept of what consent is, and the only time consent becomes an issue is when it's someone else, but it's okay for them to chase 14, 13-year-old girls. Idea that Hillary Clinton can somehow, through executive order, getting the Congress or Senate to vote on a bill to allow pedophilia or bestiality, that is like so not, it's so, that's so far out there that I can't even begin to even give that any type of credence. But of course, Steele is definitely convinced that if the liberals get into office, this is their main objectives, because again, Steele has been a player in the Pizzagate saga. He has contributed to the kind of the snowballing effect of Pizzagate. And then we have Rush Limbaugh attempting to revise the conspiracy that the Mueller investigation is a silent coup to get rid of Trump. Not much to say there. There's this belief that the deep dark state or the dark state, whatever, this whole the secret cabal of intergovernmental or internal government types are trying to embarrass Trump, push him into some type of impeachable offense to get him kicked out. I think this, again, this is more conspiratorial than anything. So, and hearing this coming out of Rush Limbaugh, who is, it's hard to say, this is the first time he's popped up on my radar, so I'm not sure what his real feelings on Trump versus the mainstream Republicans. I think he's I'm kind of the feeling he's lying low until maybe a real Republican gets into office, but we'll wait and see on that. Russian Orthodox bishop promotes anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Father Tikhon Chevronov, a bishop of the Russian Orthodox Church, has begun an investigation into whether Nicholas II, the last Russian Tsar, and other members of the royal family were ritual murder victims. The perpetrators of the systematic killings were thought by many to be the handiwork of angry Jews. The bishop said this investigation of the 1918 event has absolutely no anti-Semitic connections. Other than the church investigative committee, the Russian equivalent of the FBI, has stated its intention to investigate the theory. Again, this is a story that really the in the after the ending days of the Russian Empire, the move toward the Soviet state, those early days, Tsar Nicholas II and his family was spirited away, trying to be hidden from the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks eventually catch up with them and executes the family. And this is the official history. This is the history we know it. This is the history that's been reported, what is known. So the idea that a new investigation and trying to create a new narrative that this was part of a Jewish ritual killing certainly has a connotation of this anti-Israel, anti-Jew, anti-Semitism that seems to permeate it is still prevalent in Russia in trying to, again, revise the history and trying to, instead of blaming the Bolsheviks who were responsible, to blame it on Jews. And again, this is a common conspiracy modality, for lack of a better word, and kind of fits into the New World Order, the Jews trying to take over the world, Protocols of Zion, that whole gamut. So we'll leave it at that. And there's the Samantha Bee addresses the latest nutty conspiracy theory about her. They're apparently, according to the conspiracy, and it's hard to say where that came from, the conspiracy says that Samantha Bee receives $25 each time she mentions Hillary Clinton's name on her weekly show. She's been on the Seth Meyers show and saying, no, she does not. That doesn't happen. She doesn't get $25 each time she mentions Hillary Clinton. Again, this is one of those weird, why is this a conspiracy? Why did this pop up in my newsfeed question? There's a story about the moon being a hologram used to hide the fact that the Nibiru of the planet X is going to collide into Earth. There was a story in Vanity Fair, the Trump White House Stockholm Syndrome. Can a family or entire country resist its captor? Apparently, there's this is an attempt at creating a conspiracy, somehow linking the Trumps and how they're running the country to some kind of like that the U.S. has been taken hostage. Again, the article is pretty, I'm really hoping this is a satire piece, because it's certainly, the story seems to point to it. The whole story seems to be focused more on Melania Trump, that she has a body double. There's her various business dealings that seems to that there's this war on Melania Trump, maybe to get to Donald. I don't know what this conspiracy is about. This is another one of those. Why this story? What purpose is this thing other than to create a fake story? And then we have Trump is pushing a conspiracy theory about Access Hollywood tape being fake. Again, this is a tape that seems to have popped up on Access Hollywood. There's been a number of reports, the Washington Post, other outlets have talked about, and this has to do with Trump. This is the pussy grabbing story. There's mention of the Obama wiretapping his campaign. The Ted Cruz father was involved in JFK. Justice Antonin Scalia's assassination. All being fake. faked by Access Hollywood. There's the stories, again, many of the harassments that by Trump on various women, the Miss USA contest, all the different allegations against Trump and his groping of women. Then we've got a sovereign citizen story. Stephen Lorenzo appears in Tampa court 13 years after his torture murders. This is a guy, again, your basic sovereign citizen story. He struggled. He's been arrested. He's been in prison in Tennessee. He's been brought to Florida to stand trial for a series of torture murders that he performed, and has been arguing that the courts, Florida courts, has no jurisdiction over him because he's a sovereign citizen. He's not part of the state. He's not a citizen of the United States or Florida. And kind of making a mockery of the Florida courts. Granted, the Florida courts are not too enthused, to put it lightly, and more than likely this guy is going to, I don't know if Florida still has a death penalty, but he's certainly in line to get it. Then we've got Joseph Farah. He's the owner and operator of WorldNet Daily, a well-known the conservative website that has been known to produce numerous conspiracies, such as the Obama birth certificate conspiracy. There's a conspiracy about abiotic oil. This is the belief that our oil supply is basically renewable. It's constantly renewing itself. That oil is, petroleum is still being made by the earth. It's the reservoirs, the oil fields are refilling, and this is being kept from the public to artificially drive fuel prices up. WorldNet Daily's biggest contributor is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has been a prolific book writer. Again, he wrote much about the Obama birth certificate and various other conspiracies. Now, apparently, Corsi is also a bureau chief for InfoWars in Washington, D.C., or was or has been in that role, along with Roger Stone. And, of course, WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, believes that the Al Franken and the Roy Moore stories is part of a conspiracy to build a consensus, or building a precedence. So with Franken resigning from the Senate over these allegations, when Roy Moore get elected, which everyone seems to believe that he will get elected, that Congress would then force him out almost immediately, much like they did Franken. So this is all, Franken is falling on his sword, so to speak, to create the precedence that anybody who is even accused, who has not, and it hasn't been proved in a court, of these misdeeds, it would give Congress the ability to say you're out and force a senator to quit. That seems to be the conspiracy. Let's move on, because we've got the story of Alex Jones saying that lesbians torture women and eat their brains. When I heard this, it was one of those, okay, that sounds like something Alex Jones would say. Certainly doesn't like lesbians. He certainly doesn't like gay, trans, whatever the LGBT community. And it turns out, the article came from a predominantly pro-gay stance, and had pointed, that the website basically changed liberal to lesbian. Now the full story starts with him talking about liberals, and they are they have no morals, no soul, all this kind of stuff. That, and then goes into lesbians, the more butch, if that's the proper term, I hope, of lesbians like to pretend to be men, beat their women, and then eventually chop off the top of their skulls and eat brains. Where does Jones gets this? I think he may have been maybe watching too much Hannibal Lecter movies. I don't know. But certainly, this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But coming out of Alex Jones's mouth, that's like, would you expect any more or any less? Because Jones then, in another article, says that globalists will kill Donald Trump if they can't remove him from office. Again, the same, kind of the same stories. Jones has no love for globalism, even though he probably benefits quite a bit from it, but that's for a show unto itself. That the term globalist is probably, again, like a refined word. There's the standard amongst the conspiracy patriot types used the term international banker. International banker was a kind of a nicer way of saying Jew. So I'm assuming when Jones uses the word globalist, he's referring to international Jewry and their attempt to take over the world. There's a lot to be said about the pros and cons of globalism. I think I even did a show on it, but Jones believes that these globalists, and he uses globalists like they or the government. He doesn't give any real names. Who are the globalists that are wanting to get rid of Trump? No information on that. But anyhow, that's something he believes.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
So that's pretty much the news for this week. I'm a little bit behind on getting this recording done, so hopefully I can get this out. Hopefully you're going to be hearing this Tuesday. That's kind of the plan right now. Again, I will be, since it's the holiday season and I'm doing a lot of family stuff, it might take, I might be a little late on some of these shows, so hopefully you bear with me on that. But I do plan on keeping up with the schedule over the holiday weekend. And I was going to add on to the show a continuation of the Alex Jones saga. I kind of left it off at the end of the first week of his divorce proceedings and kind of got sidetracked a little bit. So I've actually got the show recorded. I'm going to be editing that this week. So maybe by this weekend, there'll be the second part of that show. My friend Jimmy G reminded me, and he wants to hear this. So this is for you, Jimmy. And again, no real news from this side, but I am planning over the next few weeks kind of try to clean up my website a little bit. I have you can go to mikeboehler.com, MikeBohler.com. And that's where you can find the RSS feed, all the subscribe links. And like I said, I'm trying to punch up the site a little bit. I got to clean out some old HTML stuff that's kind of floating around in there and kind of figure out why the alerts to the shows aren't showing up on Google Plus. So there's going to be some cleaning up. I want to get into some of the show notes and punch those up a little bit. So I'm sure nothing's bad's going to happen. at worst case, you might start seeing some old shows popping up in your feed. Hopefully that's not too big of a problem. If not, you got something else to listen to while everyone else is taking vacation time. So just be prepared for that. So thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.